Today's daf is Lamed Aleph, and we saw last year that we began the seventh perek, the Arba Mitot Beit Din. We saw Kohen Chacham, it's skila streifa herek v'chenek. Rabbi Shimon, it is streifa skila chenek v'herek. So we've seen how the debate between Reb Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon regarding which is the most extreme skila or streifa, but now we're going to see the opinion, what seems to be driving the debate between whether what's more extreme between the two, chenek and herek, or herek and chenek. The Gemara has two different ways of reading it. Rabbi Yossi says, Ben Chanina, Rabbanan Dorsh, the Rabbanan Dorsh as follows, Anche yumi dachat biklal of the Avodah Zarah. Hayu, and Beskila. So therefore, if there were people of a city of idol worship, most day, what's the punishment of idol worshiper if they're caught on their own? It's Skila. Yatzulidun Bakala, and the Torah says, actually, you're going to get a more lenient punishment there. In other words, because it doesn't give the same punishment. What's the punishment for the Anche yumi dachat? It's Herek. Okay, now then it says Lidon it's on Bakala. Now there's a lot of girsa changes here that the Korbanator does. You can follow inside if you like, straight from there, from the Dura Matla makes it a bit easier. But it says Yatzulim Bakala Basreifa. So you would expect if it's running the Torah is being makil to a bit, it takes it down to Sreifa. The rationale is as follows. The Torah says it's Hariga, Hereg. The Torah is really people are in a dachat over the avodah zarah shuyat skila. The Torah says it's already makel one step. Okay, sreifa. You'd assume then it's only going to make it that it doesn't say that it should get herig. So the assumption is all it did was drop it down a cooler one more, but not all the way to the most makel. That's the argument. And therefore, if since it's herig, it can't be the herig's the most makel. It's sort of dropping it down two tiers rather than all the way to the bottom. That's the argument of the Rabbanan. So therefore, you see the herig is more chamor than tanika. Rabbi Shimon says, actually, let's learn from the Navi Sheker. In other words, the Navi Sheker is also Bichlal Avodah Zarah, effectively. And therefore, what's an Avodah Zarah that gets? Again, a Girsa change here should be Skila. Yatzuli don bekala mimeno. The Torah says, no, it doesn't get Skila. It gets, what does it get? It gets Chanika, it gets Chenek. Okay, but you think if it's going to be Maker, what's the first step down? Maybe it should be Sreifa. It doesn't. Lo idafta motzi'ah. Lekala, ela sha'at rotze lotzem bekala shebemitot, but, well, here it should be be chenek, not hariga. Okay? In other words, once again, the rationale is the Navi Sheker is really, you can say it's part of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is a punishment of skila. The Torah, for some reason, wants to give him a different punishment, but it's being mekel. It doesn't give it sreifa, it gives it chenek. So the understanding is that it doesn't make sense that the Torah take it all the way to the most mekel, it's dropping it down two steps. So therefore, chenek is more, if you like, chamor than hereg. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. However, Rabbi Shmuel bar Sustraya says b'shem Rav Avahu, the actual opposite is machlif. He says that Rabbanan Adorsh from Navi Sheker says why Navi Sheker b'chal v'deh b'da zara v'zara v'zara hayab b'skila w'skila yatzon b'da kala the Torah comes along to make it more mekil. Take out the word mitot b'sreifa lo yidach shata motzeh b'sreifa ela shata motzeh lidon b'kalash b'mitot b'chanika. Which is what it's saying is that the Torah is already being makel on the individual. You see the Torah is being makel on the individual, on this Navi Sheker, not to give it the panim reskila, and clearly not Sreifa. So if it's being makel, the assumption is now it's being super makel. So the fact that the Torah gives a Navi Sheker a chanika must mean that's the most makel of the punishment. So therefore, Cherig is more chamor than Chenek. And Rabbi Shimon Daresh, Anshe'ini Dachat Bichlal, he takes it from Anshe'ini Dachat, kind of opposite. In other words, Zara, and therefore should have got changed gears to Skila. Bekala, therefore the Torah is making on it. Sha ela bekala. So therefore the Torah is already making on this individual. It seems to me the assumption it should be that it's going to be the most making. So you see the most making then is Herek, because that's a punishment gives the nidachat. Kind of interesting. The two ways of looking at it. First, just to summarize, if you like. Is that they all the two different ways is they're actually learning from the opposites, Navi Sheker or the Eir Nidachat. But their running assumption of the first one is that the Torah is being makel by these cases as an exception to the general family that they're in, and therefore we drop it down a little bit, but not all the way. Whereas the second way of looking at it, that flips it on its head, is saying, no, if the Torah has already taken these violations out from the klal, so skillet should have got. And we see it didn't give it sreifa, it made it makel. It must have gone to the most makel extreme, and they tried to use those punishments, Bani B'Sheker or Irindacha, to prove their point, which is more chamor, which is the Hereg and Chenek. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara describes exactly what is Sreifa. Mitzvah Nisrafim, Hayu Mashkin Oto Bazevel. They would put Ad Arkabotav. They would bury him up to his knees in manure. And now the point is there, so really the functional point is that he wouldn't move about. They take some sudarim, which is some sort of material of some sort, hard wrapped in a soft one, and they would wrap it around the individual's neck, and they'd pull each to one side, the two aid him. And that was to in order ensure that his mouth would open. They would light some inverted commas, we'll put on a wick here or something that's going to get very hot in a second, and they'd throw it down his throat. In his mouth, sorry, but your red tochmana would go down to his stomach, and burn his inside. So that is not what you would expect from the translation of burning, right? It's an internal burning, and that's actually the Bavli he learns this here. I'll just show you here. Yeah, he learns it from the sons of Aaron. Ikra veikru, right? That they were burned. Internally, and the guf was kayam, still in place. So the understanding is this punishment of Srefa also is that type of thing where the guf still stays intact. We're not actually setting them alight, but it's something that is bored down their throat and burns them internally. That is what's happening. However, Rabbi Yehuda says the technique you're using is not right. Why? Rabbi Yehuda says, Af hu met bi adam. If you try to ensure his mouth goes open by effectively strangling him, you're going to end up killing him potentially. Met bi adam lo mekamim mitzvah sreifa. Then you wouldn't have fulfilled the mitzvah sreifa. Meaning it's not like Skiller when you throw him off this tower, we said, and he dies, and okay, you've done the mitzvah, fine. We drosh that from psukim. Here, if you, again, granted you're trying to open up his mouth, if you use this technique of effectively strangling to open his mouth, then you might end up killing him. And if you do that, you will not fulfill the mitzvah. Rather, it seems to use some sort of tongs, meaning force it open, so pry his mouth open, and then you would light this inverted commas wick, this element that's going to be thrown down his throat, going into his mouth. It would go down into his stomach and burn his insides. Okay, two different
And
ways.
there's no discussion of what the petitva is. I mean,
Yeah, the Gemara is going to talk about it. We'll get to that in a
oh
second.
yes, okay.
Okay. So Amar Reb Elazar ber Yitzarok Maaseh beBat Kohen. He says, one second, there was an incident of Bat Kohen, she's Zinta. Again, we said that's a case of Sreif, she had an affair. Vikifuha Chavileis Mor. Now wrapped her up with these bundles and fire and burnt her. The sort of, I would say, with what people's perception of what burning is. However, Amrullah, they said to him, no, Mipneshulaya Beit Din Bosho Batabaki. That wasn't it literally means wasn't an expert Beit Din. But the Korbanet says they would stuck him. There were individuals that took a literal reading of the Torah. They didn't actually do the drushes to learn how wise Sreifa should be, and they got it wrong. So what you witnessed was a Beit Din, a capital punishment executed by a Beit Din of Stukim. Okay, let's continue. So mitzvah nisraf. Now it says v'yiten kasher b'fnei atzmo. So the Gemara asks, why do you have to wrap the strong, harsh thing they're wrapping around his neck in a soft one? Why don't you simply just use one? So you may remember Rashi says in the Bavli that it was in order to it wouldn't tear his neck at the time. Okay. However, the Shari Korban is a bit surprised with this because the Gemara here doesn't give this explanation. He says, Amar Shoyimot, because we don't want to kill him. Okay, in other words, yes, they're strangling to an extent of his mouth, but if it was just a harsh material, it's likely I'm not a brace or something that I might end up killing him, so it's to offset the danger somewhat. Okay. Mimei Gihon Minim Dakim Stamo, when Chizkiyahu tried to seal up and block the spring by Meibichon. What did he use? He used some softer materials. Now, what's the point of telling us? What's my kesher? I'll show you the Korban Eider. He says this is in the middle of the Brachah Shechem Matzino. He says Lo Yasot Temba Devar Kesher. I'll read through the whole thing. Smachle Devar. This is Tosh Kesher Satam Chizkiyahu Meibichon Elyon Kedamar Perek Makom Shenagu Mekim Sachim Lo Yasot Temba Devar Kesher Bechazak Betchila. He didn't initially use strong or I should say, like harder materials to block it up. In the pressure with the water, if you use hard against hard, it's not going to seal so well. Okay, so you need softer materials effectively to seal. You sound like softer or smaller things. Hachinami, so too, korkin the tocharaka, shumagera that it sort of has that buffering or padding, shloit so that there's a padded and padding material, this softer thing between the that's around the individual neck, not to kill him. Oh, that's the well, again, if you pull it super hard, it will kill him nonetheless. But the idea is to protect him that way.
Doesn't
That's the problem.
what's the proof? I mean, they seem to be opposite.
No, so the point is, we're talking about hard against hard is not that it's not in terms of a sealing, that it's like you're saying because there it sealed it
Yeah,
better.
that's made more likely to strangle him,
Yeah,
not
no, but
less likely.
I think the point is that it's you've got harsh abrasive like harsh on harsh won't will be hard on one another in the dam, right? And it softens the. By putting something that's soft in between ensures that they don't move. Okay,
Right.
so that
Yep.
coarseness and harshness is what we're trying to avoid. I think that's the idea. I think. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara says, yeah, okay. But again, the point is, it seemed to be some sort of way that we're trying to ensure it doesn't kill him, the best of our ability. Okay, now the Gemara says. Now, Rav Crispa says, "V'shem Rav Yochanan, b'ptila." Now, what did they use? Shel batz. Batz is probably tin, some sort of melted metal. Himatnita. So, mal ptila shel batz. What's that? Rabbani de kisri amin ever. Ever is actually lead. B'kastitrion. So, kastitrion. The Plemosha, says it's like tin as well, some sort of thing. The Korbanator says actually it's some sort of zephyr. So, it's lead mixed with some sort of pitch of some sort, and that was poured down. So, it was molten. Poured down. It's actually interesting. Kasistrion, I saw in the art scroll here, it says Kasistrion, that is, sounds like another material, castetret, which was the ancient way they used to get extract tin from. So it might be a smachtha exactly where the what it was. But anyway, it seemed to be some sort of lead or tin or some sort of metal composite of some sort that was molten and poured down his throat.
It was molten. It wasn't on fire.
Madlik, I think it was molten. Yeah, so that's what it sounds like. Well, because you can't light metal on fire, I don't think.
That's what I was thinking, that perhaps you could make some kind of alloy
Well, that's what it seems to be here. According
that
according to
wouldn't
the
go
according
out.
to the according to the Korban Eda, if it's with Zephet along with Ever, maybe it was a light. I don't know. Whereas according to the Pnei Moshe, where it was clearly just two metals together, some alloy together that wasn't flammable. Is it flammable? No, I don't think so. Tin flammable? Copper, I'm thinking of something else. No, but I think it was just molten poured down. Okay. However, there's another parish here. The parish is continues. So Amar Reb Yossi Bar Bun, Ati Commander Amar Madlik et Aptila Vazok Lotoch Piv. That only makes sense. If you're talking about some sort of molten metal of some sort, then that only makes sense according to the parish that it was just poured into his mouth and it stops us there. But Rami in our mission didn't say he just poured into his mouth. It actually was yored l'toch me'av. It actually ended up going all the way down into his stomach. And molten, it's saying the assumption of the Gemara is some sort of molten metal, this lead, wouldn't actually necessarily run all the way down. It'll end up killing him in his mouth, for example. So therefore, it's according to the Shita that says, toch me'av, v'chomeret b'nei me'av, how were they to p'tila shel neft? Neft is naphtha, that's more liquid. Okay, so that was lit. Clearly, that was on fire and it was poured all the way down. It's more likely for that to go all the way down into his mouth. All right, so again, there's a machlok exactly what was poured down into him to kill, to execute this individual. Okay, let's continue. Tani, but 40 years before the Beitim was destroyed, nitlu dinei nafashot Yisrael, the capacity to judge capital cases removed from Israel. Korban Eda brings two explanations. One is gazru hamalchut shloidonu od dinei nafashot. One is that the authorities prevented them from took away their capacity to din dinei nefashot. Another understanding is inami shloayu dainim koach la roga ovrim, that the Beit Din no longer had the power anymore to do so, even if they wanted to. Either was like socially or from like authorities, two different things. So v'mei Reb Yochanan b'shimon ben Yochai nitlu dinei mamonot Yisrael, they didn't have the capacity to judge dinei mamonot. Amar Reb Shimon Yochai. Baruch Rachmana Baruch Hashem is saying because we don't have the capacity to deal with these complex cases. That's Rav Shimon Yochai saying this. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rebbe Elazar Bar Tzadok. Tinok haitar haiti sorry. Rocheva k'teifo Abba, meaning Rebbe says that I was a young child riding on my father's shoulders, and I saw Varaiti Bat Kona Zorish Zina, that she had the Bat Kona who had an affair, Vikifua, and they wrapped her up in his Chavalei's Mor Vasarfua. Again, this is the same Rebbe as Mitzvah we mentioned in our Mishnah that said Sreifa means actually literally burning the person. So Amru Lo, they said to him, Tinok Aita Ve'ena Tinok. You were a child at the time, and we can't take the aid of a child seriously. Meaning, so your opinion there doesn't help. Now, what's interesting here is, but once again, our Mishnah says it gave him a different answer. The Mishnah says, the Chachamim says, oh, that was a Beit Din of Tzedukim. How do you deal with this? In that situation, for dismissing his opinion, completely, he was no longer, he was less than 10 years old. He'd have a Mahalach in Rebbe when he walked along with, but this, you'll see that Pnei Moshe said this is like another incident, but I think the way Pnei Moshe says, no. Quite clearly, the case in our Mishnah is when he was older. So it's two different incidents. He must have seen one time when he was older, one time when he was younger, because the way he was, his opinion was addressed was different in both those cases. Okay.
This was post Churban. He saw this.
No. It says it said 40 years before the Churban they couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah, this is talking to the mission saying this. When I was a child, I saw this. Okay, but that's when it's yes and ten, and then it says that actually this when you're the it must be the way the Korbanea says it must mean two different incidents, because when our Mishnah they don't just dismiss him by saying you're a katan. They say, oh, that was a Beit Din Shel Tzedukim. Okay, and we see as well could have a mahalach in Rebbe. Now, the point is it was going with Rebbe. Lo haya pachot mitlatin shanim, the late ga the orche the gavra rava mahalach in bar nash pachot mitlatin shanim. So he must have been 30 years when he went with Rebbe for this other incident. That's the way Korban explains. I'll show you here. He says, Kesheya Chashul person, it's not his cover to be walking on a journey with a less than 30-year-old. That's what it sounds like. So, a journey. Nimtza shemaisa the mighty Rebbe b'matnitin, that which Rebbe brought now Mishnah ya maisa acher, it was a different maisa altogether. Okay, as I explained. But Tani Ken will bring another case where Amar Rebbe, the Rebbe says, Maaseiti, you see there's a priest with Rebbe walking, if you like, along with Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. Says, Maaseiti, ani ba im Rabbi Tzadok, bin Beit Sharyan, I think it is. I think there's a different girl here. No. Shiryon, yeah. V'achalnu, and we ate tanim v'anavim arai chutzlasukkah. Now this is to... This is related to Mesech the Sukkah to say what things can be out eaten outside of Sukkah in a casual manner. But the point is that, and the incident was yes, we ate anavim and te'anim outside of Sukkah, fine, which is grapes and figs. But the point is another situation where you see that Rebbe went along with Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. Okay, let's continue. Mitzvah de Ne'aragim. What was exactly Hereg? Hereg was hey matinet roshah b'saif. They would decapitate the person. Kederach sham malchut oseh. Now, important to understand what malchut oseh is, while the person was standing. Rabbi Yehuda says, nivul huzeh, that's not a nice way to go. Ela maniach dosho la'sadan, they would put his head on a chopping block. V'kotzeto kopitz, and they'll take like a meat cleaver and remove his head that way. Amru lo, they said, no, ein lo mita mudav. That's, what are you talking about? Treating him like a piece of meat is even worse. So which way was it? How did they remove his head? How did they decapitate this individual? However, the Gemara says actually, Modi Rebbe Yehuda, that Rebbe Yehuda agrees that putting that person's head on a person on a chopping block, that is also minuvel. However, what can we do? The chukat ha-goyim was to decapitate with a person standing up, and he says that in this situation compels us to use, we can't go according to the chukim, we have to use a different technique. Rav Chaim says that doesn't sway. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vataniken, Yirtzach et Rotzeach. You've got to kill the person who killed. So there's a connection here. In other words, how do you kill him? Masher Rotzeach. So if you killed with the sword, you kill him with the sword. So that's how we learn Herig. One second. Yechol im hargo basayif, if you are going to basayif, makel, 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 if that's the case. If you kill him with the sword, kill him with the sword. If you kill him with a stick, knock him with a stick. Does that make sense? So there's no Nemar kan nekima. This is the nekima we saw last year. The Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, I'm going to bring you sword as a nakama nikmatam brit. Like we learned last year, that's a gzereshava that the mita is by way of a sword. Gemara says, when you're killing him, well, you can slice him anywhere. How do you know it's meant to be decapitating? Ne'amar kan ubi'atam mikirbecha, ve'ne'amar hala v'atzat ver adam naki mikirbecha. Now, here, just to appreciate what's happened, the psukim, the first pasuk yadim tibrishon alamito, that's referring to a murderer. V'atzat ver adam naki mikirbecha ki tasei yashar b'nei Hashem. Here we're connecting to egla ufa. So there's a bit of a girsa change here. Let's jump to the korbanator because he changes it around a bit. It says, Havara Havara, Mavrin Mahalan Hatazat Rosh, just as there is removing the head. Af Havaraj Nemarkan Hatazat Rosh. So we learn it from basically Rufa that it's coming from the head and not any other part of the body. You know, it's like stabbing in the back or something like that. So, Imakan Min Hatzavar, Avlahala Min Savar. Arifa, because we learned Arifa, Arifa, Ma Arifa Shnei Malahala Mula Oref, Af Kan Mula Oref. So let me just work through the Korbaneda to see what the two-step Gzera Shava is. He says, Hachi Pirsho, Yafinan Rotzeach, we learn it from Havara of the Egla Arufa. Ma Lahana Barazot, just as there, it's you're decapitating. So to the punishment Rotzeach is when you're killing Behereg is from the by the neck. So the question is, Ima Rotzeach, it seems to make sense when it comes to Rotzeach, you've still got to pick a mita yafa. There's always, we see in all the Mishnayos that there are parameters for what each capital punishment is, but within it, there's still the implementation of it you want to do, without the recha kamocha, you want to do in the right way. That's why we saw the question, are they clothed, are they not going to come to skila? We discussed that. Do they die quicker? Do they want to save, they don't want to be embarrassed? So here it's saying, it makes sense that when it comes to, if you're doing from the neck, it should come from the neck, the front of the neck. Shazui mita yafa. Maybe Egla Rufa should also be from the front of the neck, not the back of the neck. We know about Egla Rufa, it's actually from the back of the neck. Like Akhtim, that's where you've got another Gzeres Shava that connects Egla Rufa, the Arifa Arifa, from Chatata Of, which is Mimul Or Po. And then, Malahala Mula Orf Davka Afkan Mula Orf. So the separate, in other words, the Gzeres Shava connects Egla Rufa to the execution of Hereg to say it's got to be from the neck. By a human being, we say Borob Mita Yafa, it's from the front of the neck. Ah, do you say the same like Egla Rufa? No, we've got a separate Gereshav like Rufa to say it's like from the back of the neck connected to Chatata Of. That's how the Gzereshav is built. Let's continue. What about Nechnakim? What about Mitzvah Nechnakim? What about this last one, Chenek, which is strangulation? Now it might be a bit simpler. Hayu Mashkin Oto Bezevel, once again, we bury him to his knees in his Zevel, in his Dang, Ad Arkbotav. V'notnim Sodar Kashe L'toch HaRacha, we put a Kasher, a harsh one, into a soft one. Yes, it's rough with soft, that's going to say, right? For korech ala tzavar, and in wrap around it, v'zeh mashot chetzlo, v'zeh mashot chetzlo, ad shenafsho yatza. Now, this is interesting, because we said before, when it was padded, it was to ensure they wouldn't be killed. But here, it seems to be that we're to pad it, and then pull it hard until he would die. Okay, so why are we then padding it? So the here is like the Perish Rashi I made reference to before. The Kormaneda says, that's Shul Yenavel, Yechabel Grono. That's to, so it wouldn't, you know, tear his neck apart. Okay, it's to, for the cover of the goof, if you like. Let's continue. Mitzvat HaNechnakim. So Chenek, late Mishkach. We don't find an allusion to Chenek in the Torah. It seems to be a tradition. So Ama Harezo Mita B'Torah, V'kol Mit Shnei B'Torah Stam, that is Derev Rabbi Yoshaya. And that's what we said previously, that a stam mitah, that we don't have explicitly saying what mitah is, you do the most makil, which is that of chenek. However, Amar Ali Baruch is lo mipnei shi kala ela. Now, a lot of gusa change the Korbaneda does. He says, v'kol mit shneimar b'stam eino ela b'chenek. That's how he rearranges that whole thing. What does that mean? He says, v'chenu b'bavli, he rearranges like the bavli. Well, Masik Sham Begzer Shava, there it's because there is a Gzer Shava. Because it says, Mita Bede Shamayim Meteo Hashem. Hashem will kill the person, Bede Shamayim. And it says, Venema Mita Bede Shamayim, Ma, and it says, sorry, it says, again, you got Mita Bede Shamayim, and you've got also Mita here. Ma Mita Ma Bede Shamayim, Mita Sheim Bo Roshem, just as when Mita Bede Shamayim, there is no physical, like, mark on the person. We're not burning him, slicing him, crushing him, none of that. So to af mita mor be ade adam, so to that one is mitash in baroshem, that wouldn't make a mark. And understanding is that implies chenek according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? Now I might say just poison him, all these other things, but that's how they understood as being the answer that's referring to chenek. That's how Rabbi Yochanan understands. Okay. The Gemara says, Amat sod chenek kachi. So what, how would it work? Zeh moshoch etzlo vezeh moshoch. So the Edim, they're the ones that have to pull the string on each direction. Etzlo and etzlo. And the Gemara says, but one second, Kana bai kamei rav, taman atmar. Now, the way the Korban explains this is the kasher is here, it says, Zeh moshoch chelech vezeh moshoch chelech, v'ko atamar zeh moshoch etzlo vezeh moshoch etzlo. So here we said they pull it moshoch etzlo, and by, what else did we talk about? The Edim pulling the thing around his neck, that was by Sreifa. It says, Zeh moshech heilech, v'zeh moshech heilech. So that's the kasha. Again, the Pnei Moshe says this relates to a sugyan and zavim, but with simplicity, we'll just go with one perish. It says, so Amalei taman zeh milefanav v'zeh milacharav, baram hacha din, sorry, din min din sitra v'din min din sitra. The way the Korban explains it is as follows. He says, B'sreifa zeh moshech milefanav v'zeh milacharav. It seemed to be, when it comes to Sreifa, the purpose of which was to open the person's mouth. So therefore, one was in front, one was in the back. The ancient mochim b'shaveh, and therefore they both won't be pulling with the same level of strength, it sounds like. Kadesh lo yichanek, because you don't want to kill the individual. Eli yiftach, the purpose of which, the function of which is to open his mouth. So therefore, they're, where they would be situated and how they would be pulling would be different. Aval hacha, there, no, mozemoshech. Sorry, moshim zeh mitzad zeh, zeh mitzad zeh, each on either side, and they're pulling until they kill him. And they're pulling with equal strength, so therefore that's why the terminology used in the Mishnah is different. Because it sounds like the technique and the stand and whatever it was different. Okay, let's continue. Now the Gemara says, Elu and Niskalim. We've mentioned the techniques of the capital punishments. We don't actually know what receives a capital, which Averot, a punishment with each capital offense. The Gemara says, "Elan yiskalin." These are the things that refer, these are the violations that receive skila. Now, importantly, the Korban introduces us says, "Itmir dichi beskila behedya." Some of these actually says in the Torah skila explicitly. V'hanatoloktibul, those that don't say skila, k'tiv bahu damav bo. Damav bo, they understand, or d'mehem bam. And that's, if you like, a code word, if you like. V'koma komshenem damav bo, d'mehem bam, ain't was skila, and you learn that from Ovin Yudoni. So we've got like there's certain key words that we know. Okay, this is skill, like me mam or the mambo, and that's learned from of the punch of Yudoni. Okay, so but even your gemur tam dmehem mam. So dmehem mam is used specifically in the concept of skill. So I'm not going to go through the source of every single one of them, but let's just go through the what's mentioned. So many of these are forbidden relationships. Abal em, someone's relationship with their mother. Al eshet av, his stepmother. Al akala, his daughter-in-law. The abal zachur has a relationship with a man has a relationship with a man. The ala behem ma. Or a man has a relationship with an animal, v'isha she via aleyabema, or a woman has a relationship with an animal. Hamegadef, this is a curse, or veda vadazara, this is somebody who's cursing Hashem, that was. Or veda vadazara, someone idol worship. V'natun mizaro lemolech. By the way, all these cases, they might seem a bit vague in terms of exactly what they are. The Mishnah will go on throughout the parak and explain each one. That's why I'm doing it quite quickly. Someone who gives over his son to molech, it's exactly what happens there, we'll discuss. Bal oven yodoni, other types of taking bones of like, we'll discuss that as well, what that is with speaking to the dead. These are things the Torah says that one is punishable with Sreifa. Mechalel Tashabbat, sorry, Skila, sorry. Mechalel Tashabbat, this is someone who desecrates Shabbos. Mechalel Avivimu curses his parents. Vahaveh, sorry, Habaal Na'ara Mu'orasa, or someone has a relationship with a betrothed young lady. We said that's a punishment of Skila. Vahamesit, someone who tries to get someone to do avodah zarah. V'mediach, that's referring not to this individual, but like an eramikla. Again, we'll discuss that soon. V'mechashefs, this is referred to some sort of sorcerer, witchcraft, sorry. Or ben sorer or moreh. This is the young child, exactly the parameters of that. This whole parak will discuss it. Also receives skila. Now, use this as a table of contents, really, because all of this will be elaborated on, so don't get too fixed up on exact explanations just yet. Let's continue. So, now, this is interesting because according to the Perush Kormaneda, it appears to me that it should be related to the next Mishnah, because the next Mishnah starts going through the relationship with the Habal Ahem, some relationship with their mother, because that says, Habal Amen Chayev Alav Mishum En v'umshum eshta aav. That's where the Mishnah starts. The next Mishnah is a halacha vav. It says in relationship with their mother, they violate two prohibitions. One, you're not have a relationship with your mother or your father's wife. They're two together. So why are we saying this? So if you look at the Kormanez, let's end it. Nan habala em chayvstein. Lo nitzrucha ela shuashnei ha'isurim. Now, chayvstein doesn't necessarily mean to mitot. Beit, and it could be like to korbanot if it's done b'shogeg, right? We'll get to that soon. But it says that's, it doesn't, lo nitzrucha ela shuashnei ha'isurim. That needed to teach us that if it was all done in one helmechad period of forgetfulness. That's when you're chayiv shtayim. The kamash on the daf, filo achi, nonetheless, you're still chayiv. Afa gabdu ose isur echad to come up him despite the fact if someone does one prohibition many times, behelmechad, then he's only chayiv one korban. Hacha chayiv shtayim, here he'd be chayiv two because what? Shalavim mechalkin. That it was, I think we've seen this already before as well, that sometimes you can have many prohibitions that apply to a single act, and therefore it can be obligated to bring multiple korbanot. Aval, so here a bit of a gush then. Aval b'shtelamot, if it was in two periods of forgiveness, like he knew what he did wrong and then violated another prohibition, I'm kinyan the korbanot. Lots of rechashbinim chayiv. Obviously, it's chayiv shtayim. That's obvious. Da'afilu be'eshet isha achad, even one woman ba'aleya v'chazar ba'aleya. Again, he didn't know this person was asked for a relationship. Realized then somehow forgot again had the same relationship. He'd also chayiv al chol echad v'chad. He'd chayiv many times. V'chazaru ba'aleya. So here is where we change the girsa. Instead of chazar ba'aleya v'chad chayiv al chol echad v'chad, he says v'chayiv v'chazaru ba'aleya b'shtei lamot chayiv al chol echad v'chad. Because again, that's the whole point. Because if shtei lamot, obviously shtayim. Again, the point of the Gemara is the chiddush of telling us is chayiv shtayim is it was behelim echad. Because despite the fact it was helim echad, and normally if someone does the same prohibition multiple times within one helim, meaning one period of forgetfulness, if you want to term it that way, he's only chayiv one korban. Here, it's these multiple averas can obligate someone to bring multiple korbanot within this one forbidden relationship. Okay? And that's again really relates to the next mission. But we'll continue for him next. Right. Have a good Shabbos.